The title of my sermonette this morning is, Who Do You Say I Am? It is a question. Who do you say I am? My name is Oscar Altenhofen. I am 6 feet, 2 inches tall, 135 pounds. I'm a professional bodybuilder. I'm in perfect health. I have blue eyes, blonde hair, and I am 28 years old. I surf on weekends, especially on Saturdays. I am of German descent, a millionaire, and I own an island next to Fiji. I drive a Maserati, and I am a real estate mogul. I love to eat lobsters and clams. Is that who I am? Would you say that's who I am? Obviously not, especially the millionaire part. Brethren, we live in a world where personal identification is needed everywhere, whether it be in traveling by air, sea, or land to another country, sometimes to another state in this country. China has an ID system where your credit score determines whether you will buy food or travel. They monitor you 24 hours a day. This is China's government compliance system. Many other governments around the world are using the same techniques. It's getting worse and worse. U.S. government is also utilizing these similar techniques, but I digress. Jesus was accused of being a false Messiah before the high priest, and all the council tried to find people to testify against Jesus. And we find that account in Mark 14, verses 55 to 63. Could turn with me there. Mark 14, verse 55-63. And they led Jesus away to the high priest. I'm sorry, 55. And the chief priests and all the council sought testimony against Jesus to put him to death, and found none, for many bore false witness against him, but their testimonies did not agree. And some rose and bore false witness against him, saying, we heard him say, I will destroy this temple that is made with hands, and within 3 days I will build another made without hands. But not even then did their testimony agree. And the high priest stood up in the midst and asked Jesus, saying, Do you answer nothing? What is it these men testify against you? But he kept silent and answered nothing. Again, the high priest asked him, saying to him, Are you the Christ, the Son of the Blessed? And Jesus said, I am. And you will see the Son of Man sitting at the right hand of the power and coming with the clouds of heaven. Then the high priest tore his clothes and said, What further need do we have of witnesses? Jesus was who he said he was and is when he spoke in verse 62. He asked a lot of questions. Jesus had many, many people following him at first. But then eventually some of these people heard the truth from Jesus and did not like it, and they walked away. You know, it's been said that if someone lies every day, it will be harder and harder to keep up with the consistency and reliability of one's words. I'll give you one word as an example. Politicians. I digress. Now, I met my wife through an AOL Love Personals app years ago, many years ago. Yes, AOL dial-up, 1993. Modem speed was 14.4 kilobytes per second. Then in 1994, the speed doubled to 28.8 kilobytes per second. Wow. Imagine that, Mr. Rank. I would type in my password and hear that tone. Initializing, but I was able to go across the street to the supermarket and buy a box of Malamars, come back and finally see the word connected to the internet. There were two components of my profile. Musician and, quote, I like to watch The Little Rascals over and over again as a hobby. These two components caught the attention of someone who eventually became and still is my wife. Hello. She's still with me this very day. She told me it's the Little Rascal thing. And being the musician that lured her in. My profile said who I was and what I liked, honestly and truthful. But I also have to announce for this record, I have many imperfections. Well, who do you say I am? We've heard this before. Peter confesses Jesus as the Christ. And that's found in Matthew 16, verse 13 through 18. Matthew 16, verses 13 through 18. When Jesus came into the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? So they said, some say John the Baptist, some Elijah, and others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. He said to them, but who do you say that I am? And Simon Peter answered and said, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus answered and said to him, blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. And I also say to you that you are Peter, Petros, and on this rock, Petra, I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it. Jesus and Peter obviously spoke the truth of who Jesus was and is. But then Jesus was questioned by Pontius Pilate. And this is found in John 18, verses 33 through 38. John 18, 33 and 38. Then Pilate entered the praetorium again, called Jesus, and said to him, are you the king of the Jews? Jesus answered him, are you speaking for yourself on this, or did others tell you about me? Pilate answered, Am I a Jew? Your own nation and chief priests have delivered you to me. What have you done? Jesus answered, my kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, my servants would fight so that I should not be delivered to the Jews. But now my kingdom is not from here. Pilate therefore said to him, are you a king then? Jesus answered, you say rightly that I am a king. For this cause I was born, and for this cause I have come into the world, that I should bear fit witness to the truth. Everyone who is of the truth hears my voice. Pilate said to him, what is truth? And when he had said this, he went out again to the Jews and said to them, I find no fault in him at all. Query was one of Jesus' favorite teaching tools, but not in a demanding or probing way. Jesus asked in a loving way. In ChristianPost.com, it had an article posted on June 29, 2023, titled, Female Lutheran Pastor Leads Church in Sparkle Decreed Prayer to a Non-Binary God, says Christ Jesus had two dads. Here is a portion of the article emphasizing on Sparkle Creed. Quote, a female Lutheran pastor in Minnesota has gone viral for leading her congregation in a Sparkle Creed prayer in honor of LGBT Pride Month, in which she described God as non-binary and Christ Jesus as having two dads. This person delivered the prayer during a Sunday service live stream on June 25th when she called on members of the church to stand in honor of Sparkle Creed. In this prayer, this person recited a statement of faith known on social media as the Sparkle Creed. Quote, I believe in a non-binary God whose pronouns are plural. I believe in Jesus Christ, their child, who wore a fabulous tunic and had two dads and saw everyone as a sibling child of God. I believe in the rainbow spirit who shatters our image of one of white light and retracts it into a rainbow of gorgeous diversity. I believe in the church of everyday saints as numerous, creative, and resilient as patches on the quilt, whose feet are grounded in mud and whose eyes gaze at the stars in wonder. I believe in the calling to each of us that love is love is love is love. So, beloved, let us love. I believe, glorious God, help my unbelief. Amen. My question is this truth or error? God in Jesus Christ wants us to have the character and the knowledge of truth instead of lie and error. But how do we know God is the true God? Please turn with me to Revelation 3, verses 7 to 8. Revelation 3, 7 to 8 for my last scripture. And to the angel of the church in Philadelphia, write, these things says he who is holy, he who is true, he who has the key of David, he who opens and no one shuts, and shuts and no one opens. I know your works. See, I have set before you an open door, and no one can shut it. For you have a little strength, have kept my word, and have not denied my name. And to the Church of Philadelphia, Jameson, Fawcett, and Brown's commentary on true, the word true reads, he who is true. It is Greek for Alephinos, a very God, as distinguished from the false gods and from all those who say they are what they are not, real, genuine, perfectly realizes all that is involved in the names God, light, bread, and vine, as distinguished from all typical, partial, and imperfect realizations of the idea. The Greek alethos, on the other hand, is truth-speaking, truth-loving. This is the battle of truth and error, brethren. True character, a personal ID system that will be under God's true government. God wants us to be real, genuine, truth-speaking, truth-loving. Alethos. God in Jesus is truth. Jesus said, hold fast to what we have, that no one takes our crown. I know I have a lot of work to do in that department. One has to be careful of false doctrines and philosophies that is spread out in the world and through the internet, along with the question, what will it be like in the future? I leave you with this thought-provoking question. Who do we say we will be like in the future?